All right. Good morning, everybody. My name is Mark Hodge, head coach at Rockwell Trading. Hope you're having a great day, great morning. We're going to take a look at the markets and see what's moving the markets, what you should focus on today in the next 15 minutes with your Rockwell stock market update. Now, let's take a look at the charts here and let's jump right in. Yesterday, the futures or the indexes finished mixed. The S&P ended with 0.3% drop. Actually, things got started yesterday and things were a little rocky. Here we go to a 5-minute chart. The S&P opened lower, kind of traded sideways for a little bit, dipped, sold off into early afternoon trading, and then bounced back a little bit, erasing some of the day's losses. So finishing well off of the day's lows, but still ending the day in negative territory. Now, the Dow, on the other hand, the Dow, after a flat start, dipped immediately, then bounced right back, saw a little bit of a dip in the afternoon, and then managed to work its way back to positive territory. So the Dow ended higher by 0.2%. So Dow positive for the day. NASDAQ, like the S&P, saw a dip in the morning and a slide into early afternoon trading, came off of the session lows, but ended the day negative. The NASDAQ had the biggest dip, down 0.7%. Now, looking at index futures for this morning, it looks like we're off to a positive start. Mini Dow is up 0.2%, E-mini S&P up 0.3%. And the NASDAQ up 0.4%. So index futures are pointing to a positive start today. So we'll see if that continues as we head into the open with just under 30 minutes left before US markets begin trading. Now, this morning we did have some key data being released. And let me go ahead and pull up the economic calendar. So we had core retail sales and retail sales being delivered this morning. And core retail sales, a big jump in retail sales compared to what was expected. So core retail sales excludes autos, and core retail sales were up 1.3%, and the forecast was 0.4%. So a big jump there. And retail sales increased 0.6%. And the forecast was actually a decrease of 0.4%. So analysts and economists were expecting that retail sales would be down last month, and there was actually an increase in June. So a big jump there. In fact, after the data, well, aside from retail sales being up and beating expectations versus a loss, the May numbers were revised and actually showed a decline of 1.7% instead of a 1.3% previously being reported. So May sales actually got revised and were worse than expected. But then coming into June, looks like there's a nice pop in retail. Looks like the rebound here is really because of spending back in travel and also entertainment. So with vaccinations and the reopening, a lot more money and spending going into those two areas. Now, of course, this Delta variant right now is kind of throwing some things for a loop because there is an increase in cases I saw in 49 out of 50 states. So that's something to definitely keep an eye on. But it looks like, at least for now, futures, they like the retail data, and our traders like the retail data. Futures are up, and it looks like we're gonna kick the day off with some positive trading in the US indices. So let's see what's going on with some individual stocks. I didn't get the exact numbers for Schwab, but I know that Schwab reported this morning. The ticker is SCHW, and it looks like nothing too exciting there for Schwab. I don't have the details on whether it was an earnings beat or not, but they're up slightly pre-market. Let's look at some movers here. AMC Entertainment. Let me go ahead and go to a daily chart now. So AMC just well off of these highs that were established when it became meme country for this one, sliding for 4 days straight. Yesterday got a bit of a bounce, up 7.7%, and looks like AMC is on the move this morning, up 5.8% in pre-market trading. So AMC getting a little love from traders after really having a rocky last couple of weeks. And these meme stocks can do that to you. Just some crazy movements here. Let's look at GME. We haven't looked at GameStop for a while. So GameStop also higher in pre-market trading, up 4.3%. And you know the story here, just going crazy all year long once it got taken over by retail traders and the Reddit Bets group, or the Wall Street Bets group on Reddit. Pre-market up, even though this one's been sliding for a couple of weeks. We also have to look at Virgin Galactic, SpaceX, not SpaceX, SPCE, two different companies. So SPCE up pre-market. Now this one, I mean, it's kind of interesting. I talked last Friday about some premiums that were pretty significant down here at these levels because of the anticipation of Sunday's spaceflight. And CEO Richard Branson did complete a successful flight. And I guess this is the perfect example of buy the news, sell the fact, or buy the rumor, sell the fact, because this thing has slid for five straight days, if you count Friday, even though the flight was successful. So this one down 35% this week, but it looks like we're getting a little bit of a pop pre-market, 3.7% higher in pre-market trading. So a little bounce there. We'll see if it holds up, but just a wild ride for this one, literally. Let's take a look at a few more. DD Global. So this is the Uber of China. And this one has just had a real rough start here. I think that the initial public offering was $14 a share. So just doing real well the first 3 days. And then the announcement of that cybersecurity review in China hit. This thing tanked, really struggled for a couple of days, got a little bit of a bounce, but now down another almost 5% pre-market. There was news that the Chinese government, there was an on-site cyber security review that had at least seven Chinese government officials or departments there looking into things. And this one's getting a little scrutiny too in the U.S. because there was the expectation that there could have been the cybersecurity review. And I want to say that it was even suggested that they delay the IPO, which they didn't. So that's kind of tricky when something significant like that that could affect the price of the stock is on the table and it's known before it IPOs. Could that be misleading investors? Could there be lawsuits? We'll see. But either way, traders are not liking the scrutiny, and it looks like DD down another 5% here. Another mover. Let's look at BNTX. So BioNTech up a little more than 2% pre-market. You know, this one's had a real great post-pandemic run with their involvement in the vaccines that are being delivered and developed. So they're up after The Lancet, a medical journal, published a study that showed that their mRNA-based vaccine produced 10 times more antibodies than China's Sinovac vaccine. So getting a little boost pre-market because of the antibodies and the significance there, and the in comparison to the Sinovac vaccine, it producing far more antibodies, which would be a good thing. So another mover. Cruise lines are making waves. Cruise lines are making waves because Canada has announced that they will allow large cruise ships to resume cruises to Canada in November. So let's take a look at a few here. CCL, Carnival Corporation, up 1.5%. Just really having a couple of ugly weeks there, but up pre-market. We could look at Norwegian Cruise Lines. NCLH is the ticker. NCLH up 1.9%. We could look at, well, there's one other big cruise line, and I am drawing a blank. I'll come back to that one. But either way, cruise lines are up nicely, a little bit pre-market. Hey, nicely in general, 1.9%. You can't sneeze at that. But then, gosh, just having a tough time last couple of weeks. So we'll see if that carries through and if that sparks a little bit of a rally in the cruise lines. I think cruise line stocks are just tricky. Marcus and I have been talking about this, really since the pandemic began, and there have been some rallies, but I think overall they've been very, very difficult to manage. A few other movers. Molson Coors, the ticker is TAP, TAP. They're up pre-market. They're letting their dividend flow again. Announcing that they'll pay a 34-cent dividend in September after suspending its dividend last May because of the pandemic. And we see that Molson Coors is up a little bit, just under 2% higher in pre-market trading. Another one, Honest Company. A lot of individual stocks making some headlines. So Honest Company, they IPO just a little bit ago, been down like most IPOs are after they begin trading. Honest is up 3% in pre-market trading, back above $15 a share. They are getting a boost after an analyst upgrade. Loop Capital Markets, I believe that's a much smaller analyst, don't know much about them, but they upgraded their rating from hold to buy, saying that the company is attractive after a recent pullback. And this is definitely a recent pullback, losing a considerable amount of value in a short time since its IPO. So we'll see what happens with Honest. Live Nation, LYV, another ticker, making some movement early this morning, up 3.5%. Now, they received an initial rating from Goldman Sachs now, which is a buy rating. Goldman said that LYV should benefit from a surge in concert activity. Cryptos, just taking another beating here. If we look at Bitcoin, these support levels are being tested. We have not made any headway after the big drop that we saw mid-May, now back down near lows. This is carrying over everywhere. Interesting though, Dogecoin, the co-founder of Doge, he said with a wholehearted no that he will not return to cryptocurrency. And I could pull up his tweets here. He said, after years of studying it, I believe that cryptocurrency is an inherently right-wing hyper-capitalistic technology built primarily to amplify the wealth of its proponents through a combination of tax avoidance, diminished regulatory oversight, and artificially enforced scarcity. Despite claims of decentralization, the cryptocurrency industry is controlled by a powerful cartel of wealthy figures who, with time, have evolved to create or to incorporate many of the same institutions tied to the existing centralized financial system they supposedly set out to replace. So, some strong words from Jackson Palmer, the co-creator of a crypto that really began as a joke. And I don't know if these words are having an impact on cryptos today. The Fed Chair Powell had brought it up in his testimony yesterday, really stressing the how it's not necessarily it's not taken off as a form of payment, but that as a it's like basically a fund, it should be regulated, and maybe that's having a little impact there. So just one last look here before we wrap things up. I want to pull up some notable earnings coming up next week. So next week we see IBM. They're reporting after the close on Monday. PPG, whoever they are, after the close. Synchrony Financial, Tuesday before the open. Philip Morris, Tuesday before the open. Lockheed Martin, Tuesday before the open. So a few more notable earnings coming up next week. We'll take a closer look at those in our market updates. So that's going to do it for now. Have a great trading day. Have a great weekend. And until we see you on Monday, happy trading, everybody.